A new study unveiled by the North American Meat Institute says the U.S. meat industry has a $1 trillion impact. Economic consultant John Dunham provided a breakdown of the numbers.
The industry is larger than the trucking industry, larger than the entire fast food industry combined. And in spite of all the lawyers that that are out there that we have to deal with on a regular basis, it's larger than the legal industry. Matter of fact, from an economic perspective, the meat industry is almost as large as the federal government itself, if you exclude the Defense Department.
The figures are updated every few years, but this is the first time the results have topped the $1 trillion mark. That's an increase from $832.4 billion in 2009, but the industry's percentage of the total U.S. GDP has stayed about the same. It was reported at 5.8% in 2009, and Dunham said that today's figure looks to be about 5.6%. Aside from the total impact on the economy, Dunham said the industry is also a sizable contributor to the U.S. tax base.
Over $180 billion federal, state, and local taxes are paid by the meat industry and its employees. Now, these are corporate taxes, profits taxes, property taxes, things like that. In addition, consumers buying the products produced by the meat and poultry industry pay another $3.26 billion in state sales taxes. And that's just state sales taxes alone on their purchases of meat and poultry products.
The study also broke down the impact on a state and local level. When accounting for all areas of the meat industry from production and processing to retail, California was the state with the biggest total output with almost $100 billion. When ranking by congressional district, Nebraska's 3rd district came in first at just over $16 billion. That district is represented by Republican Adrian Smith. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.